We now live at a time where every single event that happens in our world, in our country, is compared to election night 2016. My, oh my, America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge and Karen DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Karen DeFalco will be by in mere moments. Our guest this hour is a true friend of the program, entertainment lawyer Henry Bushkin. For those who are fans of Johnny Carson's Tonight Show, they know our next guest as the bombastic Bushkin. He was pretty much tied to the hip of Johnny Carson for nearly 20 years as his lawyer, his confidant, his everything. Well, Henry has now published the epilogue to his tremendous book, which was entitled Johnny Carson from a few years ago, and it kind of ties up some of the loose ends, especially in terms of Carson's relationship with his mother, and it is always good to chat with Henry Bushkin, and he will join us shortly. And then we have more reasons why women are better than men. Of course, I will be on the defensive in this entire situation. Kara will be on the offensive, and that's why this thing works as well as it does. We start things off this hour with the fact that earlier this week, people were trying to equate the outcome of the Super Bowl with the outcome of the previous presidential election. Oh my goodness, can we please get away from the election for 2 minutes? Even when we all came together to watch a football game, we needed to have references to the presidential election. Why? Because Tom Brady had a Make America Great hat again in his locker all year, and Belichick and Kraft and Brady are Trump supporters, so obviously they're awful people, yada, 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 so here we went. And so the Patriots staged this incredible comeback, an historic comeback for the ages, and so people are saying, this feels just like the election. This isn't supposed to be happening. Why? Why do you have to put the politics into everything here? We're putting politics into our entertainment. You can't turn Saturday Night Live on anymore without a political thing going on. Late night TV is becoming all political, so we have to have it at our Super Bowl as well, and we're analyzing what Lady Gaga did and did not do, please. Nobody really expected the Patriots to win because everybody didn't like them, even though they're the best team in the last 15 years in the NFL. It was the Falcons that were supposed to win this whole situation, and it's just so sad that they didn't, but now the whole world is over. So they're trying to find all these correlations with the big giant comeback in the fourth quarter and the collapse and the unexpected last-minute stuff that was going on. But there really is one thing that makes you wonder, maybe it was tied to the election. All right. We all know it was the first Super Bowl that ever went to overtime. But did you know the Patriots are the first team to ever win the Super Bowl without leading in the game for even one single second of game time? Think about it. They did not lead the game until it was over. Until it was overtime, and the overtime period ended when they crossed the goal line there and they scored the final touchdown. So they never actually led in the game. So if you're looking for a popular vote comparison, a popular vote correlation, there you go. Oh my goodness. Even those numbers that were supposed to say that Atlanta was supposed to win, Atlanta led for every single second of game time until the very end, when the New England Patriots came back and won. So there you go. So if you're on the left, that'll make you feel even worse. If you're on the right, it'll make you feel boastful, and you'll wear your red hat with even more pride. And if you're in the middle, you just look to the left and you look to the right and you start to chuckle and laugh, because folks, it is time for us to move on. All right. You still see the people on social media every single day, constantly, post after post after post. Keith Olbermann is going to have a stroke in his basement where he is taping that video podcast thing that they air over on the GQ website. And it's really becoming too much. And now Sean Spicer should be upset because Melissa McCarthy, she has him targeted and she is going to take him down. Wow. So even our football game, even our commercials had to get involved in everything that's going on. So there is no such thing as escapism anymore, folks. We can't escape. And we have only about 4 more years left of this. How exciting. Stay with us. Henry Bushkin, friend of the program, is next. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.